Casa portuguesa. Numa casa portuguesa fica bem pão e vinho sobre a mesa. E se à porta humildemente bate alguém, senta-se à mesa com a gente. Fica bem esta franqueza, fica bem, que o povo nunca desmente. A alegria da pobreza está nesta grande riqueza de dar e ficar contente. Quatro paredes caiadas, um cheirinho alecrim, um cacho de uvas douradas, duas rosas num jardim, um São José de azulejos, mais o sol da primavera. Espera. É uma casa portuguesa, com certeza. É com certeza uma casa portuguesa. No conforto pobrezinho do meu lar, a fartura de carinho. E a cortina da janela é o luar, mais o sol que bate nela. Basta pouco, poucochinho para alegrar uma existência singela. Mas só amor, pão e vinho e um caldo verde, verdinho a fumegar na tigela. Quatro paredes caiadas, um cheirinho alecrim, um cacho de uvas douradas, duas rosas no jardim, um São José de azulejos, mais o sol da primavera. Espera. É uma casa portuguesa, com certeza. É com certeza uma casa portuguesa. É uma casa portuguesa, com certeza. É com certeza uma casa portuguesa.
Muito obrigada. Muito obrigada.
Está obrigada, está obrigada. Muito obrigada. Good morning. Welcome to Wall to Wall with me, Shelley Wiener. I'll be your host until noon. Every week, Wall to Wall has a theme, and this week's theme is because I am in Lisbon as we speak. And I lived there many, many years ago and was introduced to this unique art form that you may have heard of and maybe never heard, or maybe you've heard it once and you maybe want to hear it some more. And it's called Fado. And Fado is the, if you will, it's like flamenco to Spain. Fado is to Portugal. Nobody really knows the, you know, origins. It's not a hugely antique art form. I think it's maybe 125 or 150 years old, but it was embraced by the Portuguese, who then gave it to their colonies at the time. So the in Cabo Verde, in the Cape Verdean Islands, they call it Morna. And if you know of Cesária Évora, she sang that Morna, that sad, sad song. But what you just heard was the queen of Fado, even now, I don't know how many years after her death, Amália Rodrigues, who is basically the face of Fado for the world. And she had a great long career. When she died, I think there were 3 days of national mourning in Portugal. And that song is the quintessential Fado expression in terms of that feeling of warmth and joy, even though the songs are very sad usually, but it's called Uma Casa Portuguesa, at this Portuguese house. It's literally, it means uma casa portuguesa. She says, numa casa portuguesa fica bem, pau e vinho sobre mesa. Essa é a porta humildemente, bate alguém, sente-se à mesa com a gente. Com a gente. Okay, so my Portuguese has really deteriorated. But it literally means in a Portuguese home, it looks good to have bread and wine on the table. And if someone, you know, knocks on the door, kind of going like, hey, what's going on? We invite them to join us at the table. And that's very much a Portuguese gesture. People with very little giving you what they have. So this show, our theme today is Fado. I'm going to play some lively stuff, and I'm going to play some of the sad stuff, because if it sounds good, it is good. The word for somebody who sings Fado is a fadista, which is a feminine word, but it applies to men and women, which I think is kind of cool. And so I'm going to play some of the great modern. I don't have a lot of the oldies on here on my playlist. I have Carlos do Carmo, who's one of the great oldies but goodies, and Amália. You gotta have Amália Rodrigues. But I'm going to play some of the newer people and who are keeping up the tradition. Now, when Portugal had its revolution in 74, I think it was 73, 74, they had a fascist government. Fado went out of style. It was like, no, we're never going to sing that again. That represents the, you know, the oppressors and the sad times and the poor times. But Fado came roaring back in the 1980s, and now is once again a treasured tradition in Portuguese society. And I have never met a Portuguese person who cannot sing some Fado. And there are different kinds of Fado, by the way, if you're in Coimbra, where the big university is, they have their own kind of fado. And then if you're going north, actually, if you go way north in Portugal, it sounds Celtic, not fado. They don't really play fado. They will, but their music has bagpipes and accordions. It's kind of wild because it's closer to Celtic music. And then you get into Spain, into that part of Spain that hangs over Portugal, Galicia. And the language, I felt very comfortable in Galicia. The language, lots of X's in there. And again, bagpipes and tartans, and much closer in spirit to their fellows across the pond. In fact, Portugal, unlike Spain, and people are kind of startled about this, they go over the border, especially into Galicia or in Extremadura, which is right the border with Portugal on the eastern side. And, you know, they want to have, they wait until, well, the Spanish eat late anyway, but they'll say, oh, so I want to have lunch now. It's noon, but it's actually 1 o'clock. You have crossed over a time zone. The Portuguese are on Greenwich Mean Time, which kind of startles people. But anyway, I digress. So I'm going to play some Fado and from a lot of women here, but we'll play some of the guys because they are very good. And I am going to start with a young Fado singer, very, very important, Ana Moura, and from our CD called Aconteceu, a meeting, right? And Fado de Pessoa, which basically means someone's Fado.
Pessoano, num bairro de Lisboa, um poema lusitano, no dizer de Camões, uma gaivota em terra, um sujeito predicado, num porto esquecido, um barco ancorado. Levas o vento, meras palavras, guarda no peito a ingenuidade, figura de estilo, tua voz na proa de um verso já gasto no frase perfeita e um beijo prolongado, uma porta aberta traz odor a pecado, uma guitarra com garra ouvida entre os umbrais, numa cidade garrida com vista para o cais, levas o vento, meras palavras guarda no peito a insanidade, figura de estilo, tua voz na proa e um verso já gasto no olhar da pessoa.
Amargo, estranha cura.
meia deusa lua, ilumina com a tua luz fria, na lua do cio e do ciúme, a fachada daquela moradia, a causa do meu queixo. Vampiros inocentes, paixão dos cães de raça indefinida, oh lua dos suspiros incoerentes, razão de todas as mulheres da vida.
I love her voice. That was Dulce Ponch. Dulce, I'll do that. I'll do that now in English. Dulce Pontes. Dulce Ponch. And that's from a CD called Great Voices of Fado. Oh, Barca Branca. Now, before that, Herminia Silva with Fado de Tendinha. And we started out with Ana Moura, a great... Dulce Pontes is, and I'm going to play more of her stuff. I love her voice. Ana Moura is more traditional fado and fado de pessoa. I guess they translated the fado in person, but I don't really think that's what it means. You're listening. What it means is you're listening to Wall with me, Shelley Wiener, your host. I'll be here till noon, and then Jared will be here with some Sugar Shack. In between, we'll have some noon headlines, and please don't forget that we do this. All of us are volunteers, and we have a very small staff. And so we would like to engage you while you're listening to Fado. Where else in your listening area can you hear Fado? And all kinds of other things. Jared will come on. I don't know what he's thinking about today, but he's always got something interesting going on and comes in batches of records and CDs. He's, you know, we do this out of love. Could you show a little bit of love and caring for us now, and We're going to have a fun drive in February, but I would like you to help us out beforehand, just as our other radio station does, our other public radio station does. We're community radio. And they do a lockbox, and we have one too, wgxc.org/donate. WGXC, GeorgeXC.org/donate. Please give some money and help us make our goal in February. You start now, it's a shorter fund drive. How's about that? Now, one of the more interesting singers who's come along, the new fadista, is Marisa. Now, Marisa was born in Mozambique. Used to be a Portuguese colony, as you know, a territory. And like many people, she came back after the independence movement. And I love the Portuguese call them the retornados. Most of these people had never set foot in Portugal, but they call them retornados, the returning ones. And it's a remarkable integration of people who had never lived in this country before. And into the society at large. So it's a real success story. So Marisa is from Mozambique and lives in Moradia, which is a part of Lisbon that's kind of always associated with Fado. Moradia, Alfama, Bairro Alto. These are all the sections of Lisbon that were not affected by the 1755 earthquake, which was one of the pivotal events in European history. So there you go. So I want to start with Marisa singing Fado Tordo. And then you're going to hear a fadista, male fadista, Rodrigo Costa Felix, who is a newer singer, Fado das Mágoas, Jealousy, Mágoas. And another singer, well, we'll put on another Amália here, Fado Lisboeta, Lisboa being the name of Lisbon in Portuguese. So let's start with Marisa, Fado Tordo.
Por mais que eu queira ou não queira, salta-me a voz para a cantiga. Por mais que eu faça ou não faça, quem manda é ela, por mais que eu diga. Por mais que eu sofra ou não sofra, ela é quem diz por onde vou. Por mais que eu peça ou não peça, não tenho mão na voz que sou. Mesmo que eu diga que não quero ser escrava dela e deste fado, mesmo que fuja em desespero, ela aparece em qualquer lado. Mesmo que vista algum disfarce, ela descobre-me a seguir. Mesmo que eu chore ou não chore, a voz que eu sou desata a rir. Por mais que eu quisesse ter só um minuto de descanso, por muito que eu lhe prometesse voltar a ela e ao seu canto, por muito que eu fizesse juras, esta voz que não me deixa perguntou sempre deslocada, eu já te dei ração de queixa. Por muito que eu apague a chama, ela renasce ainda maior. Por muito que eu me afaste dela, fica mais perto e até melhor. Mesmo que eu diga que não quero ser escrava dela e deste fado, mesmo que fuja em desespero, ela aparece em qualquer lado. Por mais que eu quisesse ter só um minuto de descanso, por muito que eu lhe prometesse voltar a ela e ao seu canto, por muito que eu fizesse juras, esta voz que não me deixa perguntou sempre deslocada, eu já te dei razão de queixa. Por mais que eu sofra ou não sofra, ela é quem diz por onde vou. Por mais que eu peça ou não peça, não tenho mão na voz que sou. Por mais que eu queira entender, a voz que tenho é tão teimosa. Por mais que eu lhe tire a letra, faz por esquecer e canta em prosa.
Thank you. das mágoas vejo eu em teus olhos quando me olham. Quantas mágoas vejo eu em teus olhos quando me olham. São águas vindas do céu que minhas mágoas consolam. São mágoas vindas do céu que minhas mágoas consolam. Em nossas trocas de olhar, perguntas que vou fazer. Em nossas trocas de olhar, perguntas que vou fazer. Tu respondes sem falar, eu ouço só por te ver. Tu respondes sem falar, e eu ouço só por te ver. É por isso que agradeço o olhar que Deus te deu. E é por isso que agradeço o olhar que Deus te deu. E que eu vejo e não esqueço, são mágoas vindas do céu. E que eu vejo e não esqueço, são mágoas vindas do céu.
Não queiram mal a quem canta quando uma garganta em ais se desgarra. E a mágoa já não é tanta se a confessar à guitarra. Quem canta sempre se ausenta da hora cinzenta da sua amargura. Não sente a cruz tão pesada na longa estrada da desventura. Eu só entendo o fado plangente, amargurado, à noite a soluçar baixinho, que chega o coração num tom magoado, tão frio como as neves do caminho, que choro uma saudade ou canta a ansiedade de quem tem por amor chorado. Dirão que isto é fatal, é natural, mas é lisboeta, isto é que é o fado. Ouço guitarras vibrando e vozes cantando na rua sombria. As luzes vão se apagando, a anunciar que é já dia. Fecho em silêncio a janela, já se ouvem na viela rumores de ternura. Surge a manhã fresca e calma, só em minha alma a noite escura. Eu só entendo o fado plangente, amargurado, à noite a soluçar baixinho, que chega o coração num tom magoado, tão frio como as neves do caminho, que choro uma saudade ou canta a ansiedade de quem tem por amor chorado. Dirão que isto é fatal, é natural, mas é lisboeta, isto é que é o fado.
Amália Rodrigues, fado de fado lisboeta, Lisbon fado, fado as they do it in the manner of Lisbon. Before that, before that was Rodrigo Costa Felix, Fado das Mágoas. And we started out with Marisa, who's the biggest name right now in Fado. Marisa, originally from Mozambique. And her CD is called Transparente. Fado Tordo. And you're listening to this transparency of information and music called Wall to Wall. I'm your host, Shelley Wiener. It's about 11:30 now, a little after 11:30. And you're listening to the show about Fado, because I'm in Lisbon right now. And Fado is dates from about the 1820s. Apparently, people think it has earlier origins. And the word Fado, people think, comes from Latin of fatum, of fate. And yes, Portuguese music does talk a lot, traditional Portuguese music. And most of these songs are, you know, from the 19th century, 20th and 21st century. And they do talk a lot about, you know, kind of gloomy things. But, you know, there's always information in here that's not quite true when you read it in Wikipedia. It's just a form of a song. And there are only three instruments that are used traditionally. One of them is a regular guitar, as you know it, a guitarra, as they say in Portuguese, guitarra. And there's a Portuguese bass that's used. It's a Portuguese a four-string version of the acoustic bass. But these days, double bass is used. Just, you know, kind of what you see in a mariachi band, you know, that bass, that gigantic guitar. It's kind of similar, except it's plucked in Portuguese, use a pick. And then what you hear is that distinctive sound of the Portuguese guitar, which is the, oh, well, actually, let me flip that around. The guitar itself, the real guitar as you know it, as we know it, is a violão. But the Portuguese guitarra is that distinctive sound, you hear the kind of like tinkly sound that you hear. That is just uniquely Portuguese. And for, I think for most Portuguese or people who have lived in Portugal, when you hear that sound, you get that feeling of what the Portuguese call saudade. Now the Brazilians call it saudade, but we say saudade. And saudade is this feeling of longing, a homesickness, but it's a feeling of loss. And when the Portuguese say, they'll sign off a letter by saying, tenho muito saudades tuas, that's I miss you very much. I have many longings, losses of you. It doesn't quite, but it's a very typical ending of a letter or an email these days. You hear it, you hear this in, I think, in every form of music from every Portuguese colony too. I mean, the Brazilians do what they call mojinha, and any place the Portuguese went, you hear some of this in Indonesian music. I think they call it kronung or something like that. But you'll hear this sound, not necessarily with the Portuguese guitarra, but you'll hear the sound. But as I said, Portuguese music doesn't always, you know, sad or with a or have the Portuguese traditional Portuguese instruments. So I want to play. Actually, I'm going to jump out of Fado for just a moment and play another song sung by Dulce Pontes. Now, Dulce Pontes represented Portugal in a Eurovision Song Contest, and everybody thought she got robbed because they thought this was a great song and very, very typically the sentiments, if not the music itself. The background is not, you know, it's more pop, if you will. But it's called Lusitana Paixão, Lusitanian Passion. That's the only way to, it doesn't sound very sexy in English, but Lusitana Paixão. And when she sings it, she gives it her all. And she lost. Not fair. The Portuguese. One more reason to sing a sad song. Dulce Pontes, Lusitana Paixão. Adormecer
mais bejeca. E lá se foi o capacho, deixando o velho careca. Todo o texto que era um tacho, mas como recordação, apenas traz o capacho que iludiu o meu coração. Quem vai à Feira de Castro e se apronta tão bonito, não pode acabar a feira sem entrar no bailarico, sem entrar no bailarico, a modo de bailação. Ai que me deu um vanico nos braços de um mandarão. Eu fui à Feira de Castro, eu vim da Feira de Castro. Eu fui à Feira de Castro, eu vim da Feira de Castro. Eu fui à Feira de Castro e jurei para mais não.
Silêncio é tudo mais ausente, até foge o luar e até a vida é pranto. Não há juras de amor, não há quem nos lamente. E o sol quando lá vai é para deitar quebranto. Não há juras de amor, não há quem nos lamente. E o sol quando lá vai é para deitar quebranto. Na rua do silêncio o fado é mais sombrio, e as sombras de uma flor não cabem lá também. A rua tem destino e o seu destino frio não tem sentido algum, não passa lá ninguém. A rua tem destino e o seu destino frio não tem sentido algum, não passa lá ninguém. Na rua do silêncio as portas estão fechadas, e até o sonho cai sem fé e sem ternura. Na rua do silêncio há lágrimas cansadas. Na rua do silêncio é sempre noite escura.
João Braga, Na Rua do Silêncio. And João Braga is of the, well, maybe of the old school, perhaps. He was born in 45, so yeah, he's kind of in the older school. And before that, you heard Marisa, who's considerably younger. She's the big name in Fado right now. It's from her CD, Fado Curvo, Feira de Castro. That's not a sad song. Eu fui a Feira de Castro para comprar um par de maias. And that literally means I went down to the market, Castro, which is a section of, which is a type of, you know, it's like the Feira de Ladres, Feira de Castro, to buy a pair of stockings, maias. It's not a sad song. And whoever wear, and she said, you know, I'm going to get a pair of earrings, but orelhas. I mean, it's It's a wonderful evocation of going down to some street market and buying yourself a few, and whoever wears this kind of stuff is going to make themselves so cute or beautiful, as she says, Marisa. And we started out with the Eurovision Song Contest, Portugal's entry into the Eurovision Song Contest, I think in 1991, Lusitana Paixão, and it came in eighth. Which is the fourth best finish for Portugal in the Eurovision Song Contest since its advent, which is like 50 years. So Portuguese have not been big winners. But you're a winner for listening to Wall with me, Shelley Wiener, your host. I'll be with you until noon. It's about 45 minutes after the hour. I feel it's only right that we hear something that's... I think one of the classics of Fado. I'm going to play Marisa again, but this is a song that really evokes ancient Portugal, or you know, 16th century, 15th, 16th century Portugal. It's called Caravelas, which is the name of the boats that the Portuguese explorers set off to explore the New World. And, of course, developed or discovered all kinds of things. Not Marco Polo. Give me a break. You know, the Portuguese, in most other Romance languages, of which Portuguese is one, you'll hear the word for tea is te, right? Some form of that. It's usually te. France and Spain. But in Portugal, it's chá, the Chinese word. They've just taken it lock, stock, and barrel. And there are many words like that in Portuguese that are borrowed from Japanese or some other foreign language, not, you know, they went there first. They like to tell you about the Treaty of Tordesillas, where the Pope divided the world, the known world, or the discovered world, into two halves, one to Portugal, one to Spain. The moral being, just watch your, you know, look at Portugal now, and you know, the little moral of that story is, you know, watch all of your conquering instincts. So this is a song called Caravelas. It's sung by Marisa. It's again from her CD called Fado Curvo. And I think this song is just the evocation of everything that is Fado.
Cheguei a meio da vida, já cansada de tanto caminhar, já me perdi de um estranho país que nunca vi. Só neste mundo sempre fui assim. Este mar morto, mar sem maré, sem vagas e sem porto, onde velas de sonhos se rasgaram. As que eu deitei ao mar, as que eu lancei à vida e não voltaram. As que eu lancei à vida e não voltaram. Tanto tenho aprendido. Torres de marfim que construí. assim. Este mar morto, mar sem marés, sem vagas e sem porto, onde velas de sonhos se rasgaram, caravelas douradas.
Marisa, caravelas. Caravelas. A caravela is the boat, the ship. These little ships, these kind of crazy little ships that Portuguese went out to discover the world. And I like, you know, it says, you know, I landed in the middle, na meia de vida, in the middle of life. It doesn't sound quite the same as in Portuguese, but you know, like where the hell am I? It's I think it's a beautiful song. I think it really does. It's very evocative, and Lisbon itself is very. If you've never been there, it's really a throwback. It certainly is less expensive than going to Switzerland, let's say, but Lisbon itself is this very atmospheric city. Part of it is being a port, but it's just there is something about those streets, especially when it rains, that's very, very evocative. And I think we should give a little shout out to the Portuguese guitarists. We'll do that Portuguese guitarra. Carlos Zé from a CD called Casa de Fado, Rapsodia.
Mais profundo desdém, o mais sentido dor, o mais profundo desdém, o mais sentido dor. Eu nós gostamos de alguém que não quer o nosso amor. Eu nós gostamos de alguém que não. Se há no mundo tanta gente que não sabe o que é dor, para quem tudo é felicidade, também há, infelizmente, os que padecem de amor e os que morrem de saudade. Também há, infelizmente, os que padecem de amor e os que morrem de saudade. Se a dor e a saudade andam a par, no pranto, na descrença e na tristeza, por que será que a gente há de gostar de alguém que não nos quer e nos despreza? Por que será que a gente há de gostar de alguém que não nos quer e nos despreza? E amar e não ser amado é cruel desilusão. Amar e não ser amado é cruel desilusão. É como andar, naufragar, caminhar, desamparado, perdido na escuridão. É como andar, naufragar, caminhar, desamparado, perdido na escuridão. Eu sofro como ninguém do amor, suas paixões. Eu sofro como ninguém do amor, suas paixões. Quero-te tanto, ai, e só me das relações. Quero-te tanto, meu bem, e só das...
Carlos Zé, Rapsodia. Thanks for listening to Wall to Wall. Michel Luino, your host. I'll be back next Friday and with another edition of Wall to Wall. And let's see what we decide to talk about next week with our theme, because if it sounds good, it is good. Thanks very much for listening. We're going out with Dulce Pontes with her really amazing song, Canção de Mar, Song of the Sea. And I'll see you next week.
Se o mar terá razão.